This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Second and nine. Rolling towards 1 minute to go in quarter one. Now is a pump, but he ran out of time. Couldn't run away from sweat. Byron Cowart, loss of two.
That is the hit of the game. That is sponsored by S-Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. S-Wing.com. And you are listening to the Great Clips post-game show, presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And I thought, Patrick, that the Bears played a heck of a game defensively. You got to feel good about what they were able to do, the pressure they were able to put on, the number of guys they were without, and still able to kind of dominate a lot of stuff down the field. And there were a couple of coverage moments there, a couple of pressures on the quarterback created by excellent play in the secondary, even as depleted as it may have been.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. Like you said, only 16 points again. And I think they mentioned that Montez Sweat, if you give up less than 20 points, they feel like they can win the game. And that's what they're doing. They're playing at an extremely high level. And we started the show, and I got to give credit to John Hoke, the defensive backs coach, because what he's done with those young guys that stepped in behind the starters, a very good starters, and they all played really, really well. You know, this Jaguars team, they have talent. You look at their roster, they have talent, but they shoot themselves in the foot a little bit. But that's also brought on by this defense, disrupting the pass game, getting the quarterback, what, four times, I think. I didn't think the pass rush was great, but it was obviously good enough. And again, you can't complain. You got 35 points from the offense and the 16 only given up by the defense with all those injuries, and they're playing at a high level. And, you know, I think what we're going to talk about in the future, if Caleb, you know, kind of plateaus going against these better teams, you're going to have to lean on the defense a little bit. And that's what you were hoping for at the beginning of the year, that this defense would kind of let this young rookie grow through the season. And they're doing that right now with these past couple opponents that aren't that good. But I think going forward, we're going to be leaning on the defense a little bit more. But what a game by them as well.
Yeah, you know, and you said it, that's complimentary football. There are times when, you know, the Bears benefited from some dumb penalties by the opposition. That whole touchdown drive, I think there were a couple first downs given
they had three
away
of them.
By
three of them,
that drive. Yeah. I mean,
two holdings and an offsides or something. Yeah, it was three of them. And they helped overcome one of a sack. I got the notes here.
Yes.
One overcame a sack and then gave us a first down. They had 12 players on the field, and then number 25 had two holding penalties. And that was one was on a third down. They were both on third downs. It converted the third downs for us. Yeah.
But you kind of said it when we talked about what you guys did in 2006 and this being the first time the Bears have won games by that point total in a row. you when you play a team that's struggling and you kind of show them, you like just kind of allow them to get the idea that it's done and they're over, they'll be there for you. You know,
yes.
you can show them the path to their own failure, and they'll be there for you. They'll help you out when they are weaker than you are.
Yeah, and that's what good players do, right? It was Darby, number 25. Darby,
yes,
had the two holding
twice.
Penalties.
Yes.
And that's on him because he's going against good players, and good players force those penalties. So, you know, it's not just them shooting themselves in the foot, but it's also you helping them shoot their foot. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That you're the good player causing the penalty. You know, the 12 men on the field, that's inexcusable. That's kind of embarrassing. But the penalties they had, they were brought on by a better player that he had to hold them. So that's credit to the talent of the team. And that's when you do just start feeling, like I talked about, just breaking that will of the other team. And they just, dang, we can't cover them. I've got to hold them. And then you're putting them back on the field. And then that just crushes you as a defense that you should have had two first down or got off the field twice and you didn't, and you give up a touchdown.
312-644-6767. David is in Woodridge. Hey, David.
Guys, it's been great listening to you. Earlier in the show, you were talking about how Caleb Williams is going to break probably every rookie record the QB Bears have ever had. Patrick was very kind, I thought, mentioning it's only been a few years of a dearth of good quarterback play in Chicago. I would say it's probably been more like decades. Musha Muhammad once said that QBs are where Chicago is where QBs go to die.
No, he said receivers go to die. That his he said Chicago's where receivers go to die, which I believe is a statement about the quarterbacks.
I'm going to make the argument that going forward, if Caleb Williams continues on the trajectory that he's on, he may be the best quarterback the Bears have ever had in history.
I like that, David.
Wow.
You could. I mean, statistically, you could say that, right? He's just going to have to put it together year after year. But
yeah. Yeah, well, who would that be? I mean, who is that? Is that a World War II era quarterback?
The standard's pretty low at that. Right?
Sid Luckman, who was, I believe, a tailback at Columbia, if I'm not mistaken, who was moved to quarterback, and we'll never forget the way he thrilled the nation with the T formation. But,
that's right.
I mean, Patrick, is it Jay Cutler? Who is the best quarterback?
That is a great question. I don't know because it just hasn't been – you know, you got to think maybe the first 10 games of 06 with Rex, he was unbelievable. That offense was on fire. And then it's just there's not enough consistency. And Jay was special, but then he would have his Jay moments where you're like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
He'd have his game or two where you're like, all right, we got it clicking. The next thing you know, he's have a 3-interception game or, you know, make a costly interception that hurt us. But I would say talent-wise that I saw was Jay Cutler. I just thought, you know, he had it all, but just couldn't put it all together, and we're hoping Caleb can. But as far as you're going back in the World War II time, I don't know.
Yeah, but I just think it's insane because the Bears, obviously, the first team ever to have a middle linebacker. They created that position, and there's some great middle linebackers in Bears history, and there have always been great running backs, but the quarterback position has been sort of this boogeyman position, even despite swings made to try to resolve it. So maybe you finally did something right here, and I like the idea of feeling good about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I think the 100-year curse is over. You know, the Bears are on, 104 years now, so it took 100 years to kind of find one. We tried a bunch of them, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe these next 100 years we have a quarterback. Every now and then we'll have a quarterback. Maybe we'll get as lucky as Green Bay has gotten with their last three they've had.
I mean, the Bears have a really good quarterback situation. You got a young guy getting better, and you got a victory formation specialist in Bajet, right?
He's excellent at it. But that's the other thing. But you got to feel comfortable with him as a backup. He came in last year at 2-2, and you know, I'm not going to say it because I jinxed the interception, but you just got to feel comfortable with the depth that's on this team right now. And Ryan Poles got to give him credit where we stand right now at 4-2 with the rookie quarterback. And, you know, injuries are going to happen throughout the season. And right now they're showing that, you know, they can still go blow out a team with missing three DBs for the majority of the game and hold them to 16 points.
Yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed watching the Bears. I enjoyed hearing from my brothers and friends of mine and a couple of people that were at the game. It's just a fun way to spend a morning, to get up and to watch something like that. And it did. Listen, there was a penalty on the first play, and you're kind of like, what? They're you know, three and out on the first two drives, and you're thinking, who needs a first 15? And then, lo and behold, they finally catch fire. They're trailing, but they come back, and they end up kind of leading at halftime, and then they dominate, and they take over, and they get the ball back immediately, and they score a touchdown, and it felt over pretty quickly in the second half.
It did. And I'll just say this. My first cup of coffee didn't taste that good this morning. The way that game started, I was like, oh, this. And then the next thing you know, my third cup of coffee, I was feeling great. I was like, we got this one in hand. And this made the morning so much more enjoyable. And you're right. I hated that beginning because you sit there and you're like, no, is this going to be one of those one possession games? You're going to be, you know, eking it out in the fourth quarter, hopefully. But those games, to watch it that way, is just so much more enjoyable. What they went up 28-10, I'm like, oh, that's ball game. That's
yeah,
it. That's the ball game. And
that was it.
Yeah, you could tell it was over, kind of like it was last week. And they're just so much more enjoyable. And that coffee, oh, it was great around the middle of the second quarter.
Yeah. It was a really nice morning. And, you know, great to have everybody up and enjoying it. And I thought that, that all in all, it's a wonderful way to kind of close out a nice weekend in Chicago. Great stuff. Really good.
Yes.
And like I said, they're on the way home probably already, right? It's what, six? It's almost 7 o'clock in London. I think that's when they were hoping to get wheels up. So they'll be on their way home, and that'll be a hell of a trip home. I mean, you got to feel pretty good. You guys left the next day, but that had to be a pretty nice trip back. It was.
Yeah. And we had the bye as well. And that was just, it was enjoyable. You know, it's a hassle to go over there. You know, obviously we talked about the time change, your body clock, all that kind of stuff, picking up basically House Hall and bringing it over there. I know the NFL helps with some stuff as well, but just going home after a win like that makes all that little kind of hassle feel so much better. And you'll look back on that trip like I am now. Like I said at the pregame show yesterday, I did not like doing it when I did it. Now looking back on it 10, 11 years later or whatever it was, that was a great trip. And what a neat thing to be a part of the NFL to be able to do that and spread the game.
All right, we got to head to a break. You, of course, are listening to the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Fakes to Allen, fakes to Swift, and there's Kmet. Cole Kmet. Touchdown. 31 yards. What a play.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech, Decking and Railing, and we're really having a lot of fun because it was a game in which, again, if you're giving out grades, I think you're throwing A's all over the place, Patrick. I don't know how many people really let them down in this game. There, you know, there's always going to be a missed tackle. There's always going to be the other guys get paid too, but for the most part, the Bears played very well and took care of business when they needed to.
And coached well. You got to give them credit too, right? The players made plays, but the coaches put them in position, you know, to do well. And that play right there that was called with the first touchdown for Cole Kmet, brilliant, right? And that's, to me, is what good teams can do. They can kind of have those little gimmicky plays that work, that don't fail. You know what I mean? That he dialed it up at the right time. It worked perfectly. A nice job by Cole Kmet getting into the end zone, running over there. I think it was a safety there, but coaches as well. And I gave credit to John Hoke earlier, and I'm going to do it again, that, you know, he had a depleted secondary. His room, his, you know, I call it secondary room, there's a bunch of backups in there. And they went out there and played at a high level, and that standard that's set there for those guys, they maintained it, only giving up 16 points. So, yes, I think all the players played great, but I got to give the coaches credit too. When we've been hard on Shane Waldron earlier in the year, we got to give him credit how he's bounced back and put together some nice game plans. Started out a little slow, but all I care about is 35 points, and he did that.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that they kind of doubled down on the Bears not using a first 15 over the first few games of the year. I just found that kind of fascinating that that report found its way onto the air, and they talked about it as if it were fact. We asked Olin about it yesterday, and he said that he thought there must be a mistake, and I kind of felt the same way when I heard that. But apparently, you know, there was a concern amongst the coaches. Again, we'll have to get more clarity on this, but apparently there was a concern about overloading him, and they did not really. And if you think about it, he's wearing the wristband again, right? That's three straight games where he's got the plays on his wrist in front of him. That would seem to track with the idea of not having the first 15 in the first few games.
Yeah, and Olin, when he said, "I don't believe it," I'm like, "I'm with you." I've always had that. I've always been in the offensive, and they've always been given out, whether it's Friday or Saturday or whatever. That, to me, if you're not doing that, that's a little egregious, because you're not helping Caleb out. If you listen to our pregame show yesterday, Olin just nailed it perfectly of how you prepare for the game with those, and how much you can help a coach knowing kind of what you're going into when you get out there and line up, and they might line up differently for a certain formation, that you can relay that back and forth between player and coach. I thought Kurt Warner did a pretty good job of describing that as well, as how important that is to him. But it will be interesting to get to the bottom of it. I want to see what you know, Shane Waldron says. Does he admit it, or does he kind of talk around it, or say, "Hey, that's old news. We're doing okay now." But to me, that if you weren't doing that for him earlier, that just hurts, because Kurt talked about how much he could prepare for the 2 days before a game and understand what you're looking and trying to do. But they figured it out. They had their kumbaya moment, and they talked together, and they got everybody communicating, and they're on a roll right now.
Yeah, they're definitely on a roll, and you know, you'd have to say that if you're looking at where they're at 4-2 at this point in their season, you would have to feel like they've done a very good job of listening to their talent, of talking through things, of sort of changing the way they started, of trying to, I think all in all, the development, again, I don't want to get out over my skis, because these are games that the Bears yes. are better than the team they're playing. And I don't want to act like that's not the case. But, you know, in terms of building momentum in a season, they're doing it the right way. You beat teams you can beat.
Yep.
And you do that, and hopefully that makes you better. And you kind of have now witnessed a couple of games where the quarterback is moving the ball around and getting different people involved, and not he's hitting some 20-yard plus passes. That's a wonderful thing to see that wasn't happening earlier in the year. Maybe you're taking advantage of bad secondaries, of a pass defense that is worst in the league or 31st, whatever it is, but that's what you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And that's how you build up to get better later in the year when you're facing better teams.
No doubt. I got a texter earlier made a comment. That's a good comment that, you know, Shane Waldron at the beginning of the year, you remember he was targeting Gerald Everett. He was
yes.
giving Bayless Jones catches yes. and touches. And, you know, that obviously wasn't working, and he changed. He now realized, hey, Cole Kmet's my tight end playmaker. Let's yeah. get the ball into DJ Moore's hand. Let's get Bayless out of there. So
true.
It's changed. Everything's changed. And that was their beginning of the year. That was kind of, we're looking at like, wait, why are they getting all the targets or that many targets when you have everybody else out there? So he figured it out, and it just looks a lot better. It looks a lot more efficient. And again, the O-line, I said a little earlier in the show that I thought the O-line played a good game, and they did a nice job with those defensive ends for the most part, and helped Caleb and helped that run game. And they really helped that run game.
We'll have Olin Krutz on next, Pat's old teammate, our teammate here on The Score. We'll get Olin's take on everything he saw today. You are listening to the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and Timber Tech Decking and Railing here on The Score.
We're back with more of the Great Clips postgame show. Great Clips is going to be great. Presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and by TimberTech, Decking and Railing. Now here are your hosts, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully from the Mully and Haw Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, indeed. The Great Clips postgame show is back, presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse Chicago, and TimberTech Decking and Railing. And Patrick and I have been talking, but it's time for the man himself, Olin Krutz, joins us after a big morning at the Chicago Marathon. Olin, I'm sure mentally ran that race, if not physically.
you'd have to carry me up Michigan Street. I would not even make it either. Wendy finishes, my wife, 3 hours and 43 minutes.
Wow.
She finished the marathon. It was great. We just walked up Michigan. What a scene, man. I mean, I think it's 50,000 people running it. What a great event the city puts on for all these runners and all the people who come to Chicago. And I'm sure, as you guys know, the day is just perfect. So, what an event for this city, and she runs a marathon, and we went down there, and it's actually my daughter's, Gracie. It's her 18th birthday also today.
Oh, man.
So happy birthday to her, Gracie. Yeah, we went down there, and I got to see Wendy, and then, you know, we opened gifts and did all those things after we came back from the Purdue football game. That was a crazy game, as sure
wow.
as you guys saw, Purdue, Illinois, 50-49. They go for it. I don't know if you guys saw that, but head coach for Purdue, Ryan Walters, who was the Illinois defense coordinator, he called – the offensive plays in the second half. And really just, I mean, it was unbelievable because he said it was like everything was on the line and they had to try to win that game, right? So he just starts calling the plays and, you know, obviously he knows all the Illinois concepts and schemes and it seemed like he knew exactly how to attack them. But congrats to Coach Brett Bielema, a personal game for him against, you know, a guy that came from his staff and they beat him and Illinois moves on 5-1 in Michigan next week.
Yeah, man, a win's a win. 5-1, like you said. That's awesome. Congrats. And wait, how many marathons has Wendy run now? I asked you the other day and I forgot.
Yeah, that was her 13th Chicago Marathon. It's her 17th total. She's run 4 Boston.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
You know, and she has six kids. If you count me, that's 8. She has 8 kids. 2 dogs and a cat. So, you know,
yeah.
Wow. She stays busy. And that's it was good. You know, the whole week started Thursday. Gracie's team, Loyola, played IC Catholic in volleyball, and then we played, Carmel played against DePaul College Prep. So the week is almost trying to get home.
Wow, well, Olin, we got to see a good game, man. We got to see a good game.
Awesome.
You texted me in the middle of the game. What an arm! What arm talent! Yeah. I mean, the kid's pretty special.
And he looked really good today. And you saw the reasons that everyone was saying that he was a special quarterback coming out, even when he was at Oklahoma, right? People were projecting him as the number one pick from then. He was Ryan Poles picked him as the number one pick, way before the draft. And today what you saw I love when Kurt Warner put that graphic up, how fast that ball was coming out, right? 2-3, 2-4. Right. I mean, Pat, that is critical, man. And then the ball placement, right? And Keenan Allen on the slant, Keenan Allen on a touchdown. We talked about on this show how much, we talked about going on Saturday, that if you watch the film, even though Keenan Allen wasn't getting the ball, you knew it was coming to him and you knew how important he was to this offense. And he showed you that today. And we all know who they're playing, but look, Pat, it's hard to beat up teams like that in the NFL.
Yes.
Defense flying around without 2 starters, right? O-line starts a little slow, but looked like they got into their fundamentals, changed their set a little bit. Obviously, the ball coming out fast allows Darnell Wright to take a little bit of a creep set. Call it a creep set when you almost jump set a guy. That kind of settled everybody down. The guards are giving proper help. Guys are setting in. Swift is running the ball hard. And this team, guys, I don't know how you guys feel, but I almost wish it wasn't a bye week. I want to see them play again. I want to see them keep improving. And I'm excited for this Commanders game.
Yeah, I agree with that to an extent, Olin. I was a little concerned over the fact that they lost a couple players in the game, namely Kyler Gordon with the hamstring. They're already without their safety and without their other corner. Dominique Stevenson went down with a calf injury, and, of course, Brisker with the concussion. So I think they played really well. And we were praising John Hoke earlier, because they played very well despite losing, 3/5 of what is the best unit, you could argue, on their defense. So I do think that the time off may help them get reset a little bit.
Comes at the perfect time. And I'm like you, Molly, when I seen Kyler Gordon go down, because really, Eberflus, his plan, I was wondering how he was going to stop the run. And he was still bringing the blitz, right? And you could see on the back end, sometimes guys were open, but the blitz was confusing Lawrence. And Kyler Gordon, man, he was hiding it. He was doing a really nice job disguising the blitz. They were blitzing him through the B gap. He was making a lot of plays against the run. He made a play even on the edge against that screen when they tossed it out there, right? So he was having what I was thinking was his best game as a pro. And it matched that outfit he walked into London Stadium with, right? he backed that thing up, man. You know, hey, listen, Pat, as we say in the league, right, you play like that, you dress how you want. So he was playing. I hope that hamstring is not a serious injury like you, Mully. We don't want to be without Tyreek Stevenson and Brisker and Kyler Gordon for too long, because that is an elite unit there. But, man, if it's not Edwards causing a fumble, not Tremaine Edmonds punching out, I mean, that defense is flying around, playing good football. You are worried a little bit about the injuries, but the bye week comes at the perfect time. And, Manly, as you know, man, whenever someone gets like that, you're just hoping to hear that he'll be back.
Yes. Yes, it's not that bad. That's all you want to hear. It's not that bad. Yeah. And 2 weeks is an eternity in the NFL for healing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
it really
1 week
is
a week.
It, really
it,
is.
It seems like it's an eternity. I don't know how close you really got to watch the game, Olin, with the run game. Looked better. I like Matt Pryor over there with Darnell Wright. They seem like they've kind of gotten it together now. We wanted Tevin Jenkins over there and moving people off the ball. And the other thing that I think I noticed, I want to go back and watch, is Pryor finally is putting his hand on the ground on rundowns. And I think
we're calling for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling for that. And he put his hand down. And like Pat, that block between the right guard and the right tackle when they double team somebody is called a deuce block, right? Mm-hmm. And they were deucing the hell out of those guys, man. They were rolling them off the ball. The guy played three technique for the Jaguars. He's going to be an ice tub, over there in London. I don't know what they have for an ice tub there. I know they're there for another week, but he's going to have to take a little ice bath because, like you're saying, Pat, those guys are coming downhill. Man, they were coming downhill at the Jaguars. Yeah, and Swift is running the ball hard. It looks like they're a little bit of a group, even with the read, right, the zone read they're running with Komet coming back to hit the end, and Caleb can keep it or give it. And that puts a lot of pressure on the defense, almost like a spread triple option, right? And Caleb's been keeping it at the right times. He gets down. He's a really savvy runner, man. So sometimes I'm like, gosh, he doesn't look that fast, but he picks up yards, does a nice job running the ball, does a nice job reading the defense. And a guy with an arm like that, a guy who plays, like, he's actually playing quarterback. I know that sounds weird, right? But he's actually playing from the pocket. He's actually making checks, making reads. And then a guy like that can keep the ball also and get a little bit of yardage with his legs. He becomes so dangerous, man. And I got to go back and look, guys, and I think I'm really impressed with this. We talked a lot about Justin Fields and why we had to move on from him and why you go to Caleb Williams. And you talked a lot about the end of the game and end of half.
Yes.
I think Caleb has led a scoring drive the last three or four games. Actually, I got to go look back at that. I was thinking about that today, where he's got field goals, a couple of times he gets the ball back with only a minute left. Today he gets the ball back right down the field, touchdown, man. It's really good to watch this young quarterback grow. And again, we know who they're playing, right? We know what the defenses are going through, but still playing good football.
There are 1,000 different things you can say to express how rare it has been for the Bears to get that sort of performance from their quarterback repeatedly in a season and all the rookie records, Olin. But how about this one? That is the first time since 1956 that the Bears have scored 5 touchdowns on offense in back-to-back games. We've seen special teams and defense, but you have an offense that has scored 5 touchdowns in back-to-back games that hasn't happened since 1956. That's longer than even I have been alive.
Hey, listen, you're talking to guys, Molly. You don't have to explain that too much, right? Like, we've been through it. We know what you're talking about. And Shane Waldron, I mean, all the stuff he went through the first few weeks, and then the report that came out about not scripting it, and that play he had, the Cole Kmet down the middle, released down the middle after a fake swing screen, fake screen, pop Cole Kmet down the middle. What a nice play design. Really good job they're doing getting this offense moving forward. It's fun to watch him. First time in a long time. I'm staying in the hotel, and I got my legs up right in the fourth quarter. Like, this game is over because every time it's 3rd and 8, Pat, and I'm thinking to myself, well, where's Keenan Allen? How are they going to cover him? And as you guys see, this wide receiver group, and again, I know we're talking about one of the worst secondaries in the league, so we'll see as we move on. But this wide receiver group puts so much pressure on the defense. That's why you see all those penalties. That's why you see all those flags. And then you see the pass rush because Caleb, when you go after him too hard, he'll slip out and run for 20 or 30 yards. You see the pass rush slow down, right? You see it all. I imagine when I played with Drew Brees and I went in a bus after the first game against the Packers up there in Green Bay. And I told the New Orleans offensive line, you guys don't even play in the NFL. I don't even know what this is. Like, guys weren't even rushing you, right? They weren't even rushing them, Pat. They weren't. They just, like, stay on the side and jump because the ball's coming out so damn fast, right? So you're seeing some of that now. A guy like we've been looking for years, man, years, almost praying for a multiplier. I know it's only been a 2 games, but he has been. The young man at quarterback has been a multiplier in 2 games.
You know who else is a multiplier? Cole Kmet. Coming in and doing the hardest job on the field, being a long snapper.
I don't even know how that's possible, Pat. I don't know how that's possible, man. You know? Hey, listen. Give him credit, man, because as you know, Pat, whenever someone asks me, you remember what I would say. I do not long snap. I don't do that. Hey, Olin, you're a center. No, man. Molly, what these guys do is hard. It's a hard job to do what Pat did. And Cole Kmet, credit to him. I mean, you know, Pat, it was funny when Pat put on Twitter that those snaps are high. I love that. Critique him. Who cares? But, hey, man, give him credit for jumping in there, scoring touchdowns, and then snapping the ball, Pat. Yeah. I mean, like you're saying about Cole Kmet, but interesting who develops you hear these little stories about who develops into the, who is the secret leaders in that locker room, right? And you hear a little story about, little nugget about Cole Kmet told Caleb, call that play again. That's not right, right? So that's the standard. That's guys demanding that it be done the right way. Interesting to watch this team grow together, see what they can become. You know, I'll keep saying it. We know who they've played, but they got our attention. I give them that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think Pat feels like he could have played tight end, and he's wondering why
didn't
throw the ball.
No way. Pat could play tight end and be a PGA Tour golfer. Just ask him. Late at night after 12 IPAs. Ask him what he could do.
That's my story. Hey, Molly, Olin, I don't know if you remember this. I did. Urlacher threw me a pass in 2002 down in Champaign. We ran a fake field goal against Green Bay on a Monday night game. John Madden called the game. And Mike Swetman dialed up some just crazy play. And unfortunately, I say the ball got swatted away. I didn't catch it.
But, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah, exactly. That's after one IPA. That's how the story's told.
hey, there's a good name, man. Mike Swetman. That's a football coach.
Yeah.
If you look it up in the dictionary, Coach Swetman.
Coach Swetman.
Yes, Cole Kmet, good game. He's become a big part of this team. And, you know, Ryan Poles, a lot of questions when they re-signed him early, right? A lot of questions, and you kind of see what he's grown into. So, you know, as much as we jump on to Nate Davis, and today he was a healthy scratch, and you know, the Bears are moving on, I guess, from that signing. But, you know, you also got to give him credit for signing guys like Cole Kmet.
What did that mean to you when you saw that, Olin? We've talked about kind of the last chance, et cetera, when the coach is calling you out. I don't know what that is, but they got a couple guys closing in on getting back from injured reserve. I don't know what that means for the likes of, you know, even Dominic Robinson. I don't know what he's doing for a living. And certainly, you know, you talk about Velas, but – To see a guy in Nate Davis moved into a healthy scratch was shocking to me.
Yeah, and I know it looks from the outside looking in, it's shocking, but for guys, you know, we've been in the building, we know exactly what's happening, right, Pat? It's not a mystery what you got to do in the NFL, right? You got to show up, and you got to do your job, and you got to do all the little things right. And you know, when nothing's going right, you have to do everything right, right? And it just means he's not doing it right now. It's simple. If Lovey or someone came to me and they said, Olin, you need to do it this way, I just do it that way, right, Pat? That's my job. Mm-hmm. So I show up and I do my job. You know, I show up on time. I may yell or scream at somebody, but at least I'm there. I'm in the building, and doing the things I'm supposed to be doing. And it just means to me he's not doing what he's been asked to do, right? He's not doing the things he's been asked to do, and I don't have to guess what all those things are. He's just not doing them. So now it's time to move on.
All right, Olin, it's bye week, correction time. You know, they've had two good darn weeks, man, right? But what do you see that they could work on, kind of fix up, or just kind of button down these next 2 weeks before they see the Commanders?
Yeah, it's a great question, because when you look at the film, Pat, right, we talk a lot about it. You can't just watch the film. You got to see it, right? You got to see. We've been talking about, okay, they're playing against really bad defenses, right? And you have to take a good look at your run game and say, okay, now we play – the Detroit Lions, right? We play the Green Bay Packers, Kenny Clark. We play these teams, Minnesota Vikings and Coach Flores, and they're bringing the house. The things we're doing, will they actually work? Right? Like Keenan Allen is real, right, Pat? That slant is real, man. I don't care who you are on the field.
Yep.
Caleb's arm, the way the accuracy today, that's real. Some of the stuff in the run game I see, I don't know how real they are, to be honest with you, right? If there's a good team, a good defensive end, a good defensive tackle, a good middle linebacker, a starting middle linebacker, the two teams they played didn't have their starters. So you really got to get your angles down, and it's not complicated, right? It really isn't complicated, man. You watch the film, and you see if you're doing it right, and you're doing it at the speed that it needs to be successful in the NFL versus playoff teams. So if I'm them, I'm working on that double team, that deuce, the linebackers, right? I'm working on my pass pro again, because those first two drives, that first quarter, we won't talk about it, but let's work on that, right? You fall behind. Like I said, Minnesota Vikings like that. You fall behind. Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, the guys in your division. You fall behind those guys like that, you could be in trouble in a football game.
And they've trailed in every game this year, which is really saying something. I don't know why they're not able to kind of start and get ahead and move the chains until the third series?
Well, I just like to suggest to Coach Waldron that the first play of the game, let's just go zone read where Caleb can either keep it or hand it off, and then we'll line up a double tight end and come downhill. Because it seems when they do that, Seems like it settles everybody down, they get comfortable, and then somewhere in there on a down and distance that you think they might come after you, throw Swift a little screen, right? And it looks to me like if you're looking for identity on offense, that would be their identity, right? And then on a defensive side, man, it's just, I don't know, get those guys all healthy, Pat, right? Get those guys rested, healthy, and back on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you. You're talking about offense corrections. They really need to work on it. Defense, I think, you know, with their D-line and some of the run fits they're missing on. And I wonder how much Zach Pickens will help if he gets in there, you know, but he's going to be a little raw right now. But that defense right now, they don't need much to correct on, but they just got to get healthy, get in that cold tub, get the ARP, whatever, get whatever something on you to get you better. But right now, did you think at the beginning of the year, you know, we watched the first couple games and we're up and down, that they would be at 4-2 right now? Is this kind of what you were hoping for, or did you think they would be able to get here?
I think everyone thought they had a chance, right, because of the teams they were playing. So when you looked at their schedule and the way things are going, you're like, man, I think everyone said, you know, Molly's on the radio way more than us. I'm sure he said a million times weeks ago they could win these next three games, right? When you looked at how it was stacking up and you saw injuries going, people going down, and you're watching the Jaguars play and the amount of yardages their defense are giving up. We all thought, man, there's three winnable games, right? There's three teams that they can beat. Here's one thing I didn't think. I didn't think they were going to beat them like that. Right? Yeah, I didn't think they were just going to roll over them like that. They look like, you know, like the Jaguars before, teams like that, we would be in football games with them, right? The Bears look like they've taken a step, guys. They look like they're going to another tier of football team right now when you watch them play football and they play against teams. And I got to give some credit to Coach Eberflus, because when you watch his defense play, when you watch his team play, his guys have bought into what he's selling, right? And that's huge for a football coach, man. I mean, everybody, Peanut Tillman, take a bow. Everyone's doing the punch, right, on that field. Everyone chasing balls, trying to punch it out. They're in London for a week. You think, oh, they come out lackluster. There's a lot of talk about how to do that right. Did they do it right? Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So I thought they could definitely be there, Pat, right, with the record they have right now. I didn't think they'd be there with this kind of style.
You know, I saw that in some places the Jaguars were the favorite when the game was going off, and then I worried that the Bears secondary might be more beaten up, and that was the reason that late money was coming in on Jacksonville. They won two games there last year. Then the first play of the game, they are I don't know what the hell that penalty was, but I was stunned. They had a penalty before the game began, and I'm like, oh my God, like, did I make the wrong pick? And they ended up with two penalties for 10 yards on the day, which is extraordinary given they had 5 yards against them before they snapped a ball.
Yeah, the focus and execution by the Chicago Bears was extraordinary, I thought, for being in London and how long they were there. And again, I go back to the leadership on that football team and the way those guys look like they're playing, believing and trying to play football the right way. And honestly, the quarterback is young and he's got a lot of good veterans around him. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Mercedes Lewis, all those guys, we heard about all that talk about that meeting they had 2 weeks ago. But when you watch Caleb play, we talked about weeks ago about how he almost looks too coachable, right? He's trying to do everything right. Well, that bleeds into the team, man. Like when a quarterback is trying to do it, like you see him, like, Pat, he's into the fake cadence, right?
Yes.
Like how many young quarterbacks are into, like, he's actually running it the right way, right? Like if I tell some quarterback run freeze, they look like they're about to die, right? So, like, you have to make it look like you actually want the ball, right?
Right, right.
He is up there. The defense is not buying it, and he's still selling it, right? Like, if you do that small play, if you insist on doing that correctly, man, I got to buy into you. I got to buy into what you're selling.
Yeah, and the other thing, when they go that up-tempo, like, he is extremely comfortable.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he just, to me, Olin, it looks like he sees it. You know what I mean? I've always talked about some of the quarterbacks always felt like they had the cheat code when they'd walk up the line of scrimmage, that only this or this can happen. The ball's probably going to go here. He's six games into it. And we as fans can visibly see him do that, and he runs that up tempo, and it's a great weapon for them to have.
Mm-hmm. And he does it in a how do I say this? He does it. A lot of guys want to do up tempo coming out of college because that's what college is, right? Up tempo, one word offenses, line up, look to the sideline. They got a picture of Pat Manley's head up there, right? They don't even know what's going on, right? Of Mully's head, yeah. And they line up in a certain, you know, so it's just kind of crazy, right? But he's doing it, Pat, in an NFL way. I don't know if that makes sense. Like it's an NFL up tempo way where he's killing the play. He's calling the cadence. He's letting everybody know kill, 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 can, and then two or three words, and then they run. I think they said something about they ran toss, and he called two words, and they ran toss right and toss left. And that means he sees a look that favors them on toss. I think it was Cole Clement and Darnell Wright took that DN about 6 yards off the ball. So, like you said, Pat, and then I always have to, because I know what I'm looking at, man, I got to say, I know who they're playing against, but that is what wins, what he's trying to do. Is what wins games in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, we talked yesterday about how, and apparently he had told the TV people that he really wanted to figure out a way to get the ball to Keenan Allen, and we talked about he wasn't on the injury list for a couple games running, and you thought maybe that would be a chance for him to do more, and he ends up, you know, getting not one but two touchdowns, as does Kmet, and then you get another touchdown for Swift. Was it good to see them work the ball to him as well? Because he's a talented player. Getting that second foot in, when I went back and watched it, I was like, is that foot? And it's right. It's just by a hair it's in.
Yeah, we're talking about Keenan Allen, right? I'm sorry we cut out for a second. Yeah. He was competing today, man. I mean, when he caught, how about the screen pass he caught? I mean, hands, man. I mean, that ball, Caleb threw everything he had with that special arm. He's got Adam, and he caught it and beat that receiver. Yes, he is. But we talked about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when he wasn't catching the ball, how much he was doing for the offense, right? Blocking, drawing coverage, just being a big target out there for the quarterback, a safety blanket. And, man, pick your poison when you play the Chicago Bears, right, with Cole Kmet, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen. But it is good to see him. But like we talked about before, we talked about what Rod Marinelli told Julius Peppers, right? The star of the defense is the defense, right? When it was Brian Urlacher, Julius Peppers, Lance Briggs, yes. Peanut Tillman. I mean, name them, right? Same thing for this Bears offense, right? The star of the offense is the offense. So we run the offense, and you can see, like, Caleb just throws it. It seems like he's just throwing it. Whatever the defense is giving him, that's what he's taking. So get open. Do your job, and eventually your time will come and the ball will come to you.
Great stuff, Olin. Great getting this chance to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Great stuff.
Appreciate it, guys.
See you, Olin.
And we want to let you know you're listening to the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. Want to thank Alex Kuhn for his great work, and want to thank the fine folks at Aurelio's Pizza for delivering some delicious food for the game today. They ran a marathon themselves getting them food in there. And download the Aurelio's app, start earning rewards. Visit aureliospizza.com to order from the location nearest you. Aurelio's Pizza celebrating 65 years. It's the sauce. Patrick, we'll talk soon. Enjoy your bye week.
I will. Heading out of town. Always better after a win, Mully. It's always better after a win.
You said it well. It is the post-game show. Thanks again for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.